Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsors.
Do you wake up feeling like your best days have passed you by? Omega-3s are essential to the health of your body and cells. Scientists say an imbalance in the omega-3-6 ratio is a major cause of many illnesses. You need testing to know how healthy your cells are. Without testing, you're only guessing. Test yourself at home and start feeling better today. Find out how by calling Rick Kroll at 305-933-4219. Welcome to the Home Business Success Show. Join us as we speak to home business entrepreneurs for tips, tricks, do's, and even don'ts for running a successful home business. Welcome, everyone. I'm Hank Eater, also known as Hank the PR Guy, and you're listening to BizRadio.us, all entrepreneurs, all the time. This is the Home Business Success Show. I've decided to skip today's 2 cents marketing minute to spend more time with today's guest. We're going to talk about mindfulness, mindset, and business, among other things. Have you ever heard the word polymath? Wikipedia defines the word as an individual whose knowledge spans over a substantial number of subjects, known to draw on complex bodies of knowledge to solve specific problems. That's how I would describe our guest, Eva Coppola. Coppola. She is an empath, a persistent and hungry seeker of knowledge and enlightenment, an active wealth manifester, and a ferociously talented creator, artist, singer, published author, and technologist. She's a world music artist, singer, producer, composer, dancer, actor, voice actor, model, historical clothing and show dance attire designer, fitness instructor, and technology systems nerd. Classically trained in dance and music, she played piano at age 7, violin at age 9, and flute soon thereafter, for which she was accepted into and studied at Juilliard, and performed as part of a flute chorus at Carnegie Hall with Jean-Pierre Rampal. If that's not enough, Eva is the author of Finally Free, My Exodus from the Covert, Malignant, Narcissist Sociopaths, which is both an autobiographical and inspirational work. She is the creator of a powerful tech app called the Missed Call Text Back for businesses to capture missed revenue. It's an entry point to a comprehensive CRM with an ever-expanding suite of support features for small to mid-sized businesses. That's a lot to do in one lifetime, I would think. That being said, welcome to the show, Eva.
Thank you very much. I have to give you one amendment. I didn't create the technology, but I am the provider of the technology.
Okay. But you've got that coder.
You've got coder under your belt.
Yeah. So it's like, some people find that diametrically opposed to being creative, but it's not. We might get into that a little bit later. But I want to ask you something. My wife is a musician. She's a pianist. And her number one piano teacher most of her life was trained at Juilliard. And this is not the person I'm about to ask you about, but did you know Adele Marcus at Juilliard?
No, but the name somehow sounds familiar, but no.
Yeah, she was quite the teacher at Juilliard, and my wife had a master class with her at the University of Miami when Adele Marcus came into town recruiting for Juilliard. So yeah, okay, that being said, let's begin talking about mindset. I've heard you say that the expression acting as if is superficial. What's your take on that?
That the second part of it is that being as if is fundamental, and that acting as if is only just pretending and not necessarily implying that the emotional commitment and the emotional state is there. And for manifesting, at the very core of connecting with source energy is the need that we must feel the feelings of being, having already achieved that thing that we desire. We must be in the state of really joyously feeling that having occurred. So being as if means that I'm being that individual who has already acquired, received whatever the thing is that I desire. And to tag to that, we have a right to desire. We have a right. We have the divine right to have everything that we desire, because everything that we desire is totally authentic and it's part of our being. And it was already there. The concept that a desire is separate from a person is just completely false. The desire is there because we're supposed to have it. And that's something that society wants to continuously tell us, the opposite of, you know, oh, you should suffer, and that's just wrong. But that's a little further than you asked.
So then you would say being as if already puts us in the mindset of what it is that we're creating, and what it is that we are creating, particularly in ourselves as being. Because if we're already being it, then we don't have to work towards it. We are it.
Right, right. And the being as if eliminates the implication that I don't have it. And the whole act of manifesting is it already exists. Whatever it is that I desire, it doesn't matter how big. And the bigger it is, the better it is that it already exists. The desire is just a reflection of it already exists, and you're supposed to have it. And so by being in the state of, wow, I'm so full of elation and joy and fulfillment because I have this thing, it opens the door for allowing, which is something that Esther and Jerry Hicks talk about. But it allows it to flow into our experience now, because I have opened the door and it's flowing into my experience. And if I'm just acting as if, there's a part of me that's going, well, I don't have it. So I'm in the state of not having. And the universe hears that and reflects it back. So the thing about being is that I'm being that because that's the energy I'm sending out, because that's the energy that's going to come back. That's just the law that we live in.
Certainly makes total sense to me. And it also brings me back to some people who say fake it till you make it. But that can't be, because if you're faking it, you're not it. So, you know, people worry about imposter syndrome, and I think if they're faking it till they're making it, they are imposters. If you think you're an imposter, you're probably an imposter. Although people do have self-doubts, but that's a whole different story. Is there a simple mindfulness exercise that you could suggest to folks who want to be in that state of being?
Yeah, what I do, because the emotions come and they can be deeply challenging, right? The fear comes. Everybody gets it. I had it this morning. I had really heavy, heavy fear coming at me. And my, you know, one thing I do is a few things. So one thing is non-resistance or accepting. So in the past, when negative emotions would come, I would resist them and fight them and battle with them. But that creates more resistance. And that's an energy that resists against being at peace and free of it and being in the place of aligned with source energy. So allow the emotions, like, okay, hi, okay, you came to visit fear. Okay, thanks. I'm hurting. This hurts. This is really hard. Okay, all right. But they don't have any meaning beyond the fact that they exist, because emotions themselves are just that. They're just emotions. They're not a law. They're not a result. They're not anything. They're just emotions. They're just energy occurring. So that's a really important one, is that it doesn't have a definition. It doesn't have a meaning. It just is. And then in a time when it's really difficult, if somebody's dealing with something really difficult and you feel like you can't get to a place of being in a joyous state of receiving, first step is, okay, move to neutral. At least get away from the despair, and at least remove from that, like completely let go and release. So this is the sign of releasing, right? So the physical act is also the internal act. Okay, I release. I'm not holding on to, because the universe doesn't understand no, really. So the concept of holding on to is the only thing that's going to penetrate. So I release, okay. Okay. And I let go of everything. I accept everything. I release, I accept everything. I let go. Okay. I'm taking deep breaths. Okay. I release. I have no attachment. I release. I'm really okay. Let go. And at that point, now, I think most people would probably be able to say, oh, I could take a breath. Okay, I feel like I could take a breath now. I feel like I could actually open my chest and take a full breath. Okay, take a full breath. Okay, straighten out your posture. Just kind of lean the body back a bit. Put yourself in that kind of state where you feel good. You should feel good. Okay, all right. And then if you can move further, then okay, I'm willing to be in the state of feeling that I already have this thing that I need, desire, I'm so passionate about, whatever. I'm willing to be in the state, I'm willing to feel. And if you can go further, think about having that thing. Think about being in that state or having accomplished it or whatever it is, and just ruminate on. And I specifically, I'm thinking about, wow, I just love that whole. And you can put yourself in that place of loving having that experience, loving having that thing occurring, and going, gosh, I just love how that feels. And that's very good because you can just keep working on generating that and circling that, cycling that, circulating that through yourself, and then be a channel. And then the other thing is that I'm not the source. You're not the source. The thing I want is not the source. They're all channels. I'm just a channel. You're just a channel. So I desire wealth. Okay, but the money is not the source. Source energy is the source. I'm just a channel. I'm not the source either. So I'm just allowing the wealth to come. I'm allowing the abundance to flow. I'm opening the doors and offering no judgment at all. I'm releasing all things, and I'm going, okay, I'm just a channel. I'm allowing. And that's what Esther Hicks and Jerry Hicks talk about, this, the art of allowing, which it resonated incredibly powerfully for me. So that's a series of steps that
Those are
I
some good
do.
steps for our audience that's listening and not seeing this on video. When you said this is the position of acceptance, it looked to me like you put your hands out, both of your hands out in front of you, and turn the palms back maybe just a little bit, so
Yeah,
that's that open-handed acceptance.
the open-handed acceptance. The other position that's even probably more communicative of this is simply having your palms out, open, and pointed upward in the symbol of saying, I am receiving the source energy. I'm just a channel, and I'm my spirit is open, my body is open, my energy is completely open to, the door is entirely open to receive and accept the ocean of unlimited life force energy that is there.
I see. I've seen statues of Buddha with the with his hands up
Yes.
in that acceptance position, and I've seen other statues that have the hands in different positions. I guess the secret is knowing what those hand gestures really signify. Conventional thought wants us to believe that the creative, spiritual, scientific, and technical disciplines don't coexist in our minds and our beings. I think you're proof that this is erroneous. How is it that you've worked to reconcile these parts of yourself, or were they just always, did they just always peacefully coexist?
They were always there. And interestingly, they were always there. And to add to that, I would say a little anecdote, something that d hasn't happened recently, but it used to happen a lot. If I would go to an interview where it was a non-creative occupation of some sort, some technical thing, and somebody, and maybe they were aware of my, sometimes I wouldn't share that information, but at times where that information may, they may have been aware of my work as a creator, and they would say something like, well, why did you choose music, or why did you choose da da da? And at first, the first time somebody ever asked me that, I was completely flummoxed. I was like, what are you? What? I don't know how to answer it. And then after time, I realized I got to understand myself more, and I realized that, okay, that's a totally dumb, that's a useless question, because it's not a choice. And the bottom line, the deepest thing about it is when you are your authentic self, and you are just answering your authentic self calling, there's no choice there. It is just that it is. So my best statement outward now is, it just is that this is. And just because you haven't seen it in 1,000 other people before, doesn't have anything to, is not relevant to the fact that I am here being this. I am the living embodiment of this. And if I don't work, and if it doesn't work for you, that's fine. I can move on and be with the tribe for whom it does work. But if it does, then how nice to meet you. And
Yeah, I once heard someone say, someone was asked about source. What can you say about source? And however the interpreters were defining source, but what can you say about source? And this individual answered that, what you just said. It just is, you know, and it works through us and it manifests through us if we go into acceptance and we allow it. So this brings me to our next question, because, you know, time is flying. It's amazing how quickly time goes by, even though it's an illusion. Do you still sing and do musical performances?
That's there is no end point. Being an authentic being, there is no end to any of these authentic expressions. They're always in the present.
Right. So then that's just as much a part of you as the other parts that we were discussing. Okay. Yeah. Now, if you would, please tell us about that tech app, the Missed Call Text Back. Who are your ideal customers for the app? What is it that it does?
It does a few things. One is that it guarantees that a business that's missing calls will capture those calls forever, capture the people, number, associated email, and that revenue suddenly becomes that's real money for the business to now be able to access by capturing those calls. Now we are dealing with a landscape that is more and more restricted because of anti-spam and anti-scam and privacy, a variety of privacy rules and regulations. Given that we have to be able to, as business people, we want to be able to market successfully, right? We want to be able to reach our customers in unique ways. This is a way to do that. And I provide the means to do it where the business won't have any issue being blocked for anti-spam or anti-scam. What happens is the workflow triggers the minute a call comes in that gets missed. The customer receives a text message of a welcome message, whatever the wording that the business wants to convey. Thank you so much for calling. We'll get you back. We'll get back to you whenever. And then any other information can be put into that workflow to communicate with the customer. And conversely, the caller now knows that relationship has immediately elevated because they know it's not that they called and left a message and I don't know when that business is calling me back, if ever. Now they know, oh, well, I can have something to do with this interaction now. It's elevated. The business has contacted me and given me access to them in a way that allows me to participate more actively in our interaction as well. So you can put a calendar link if people want to book time. I provide all of the components for a business to do this. You become a location, I provide a number that is compliant and registered, and then you're capturing all of those calls, and that becomes part of your passive. Those passive leads came in. That's a data that goes into your database permanently. You can then always have those people to nurture going forward, however you wish to do that, whatever other marketing campaigns you may want to run at a later point. Now those people didn't get lost in the ether when they called and hung up.
So this is really important, particularly for businesses that do get a lot of incoming phone calls. And for whatever reason, some of those phone calls might be missed. And I see where you're going with that by the very fact that the person very, very quickly gets a notification back that their call has been received and somebody will be contacting them. They know, number one, that this is a legitimate business, and also that somebody at the business cares enough to have taken this step to assure them that there's going to be contact very soon. So I think that's... I could see the use for this app for businesses, especially those who do a lot of phone-type business. Do you have any advice for listeners who want to bridge the gap between the creative and technical sides of themselves?
Yeah, first thing I would say is start from the way you're thinking about it. If you have blocks and you're thinking and you are someone who says, well, I have all these creative impulses, but they don't fit with my, you know, cubicle, rigid, whatever, business life, whatever those rigid, you know, things are. Think about the concept that whose rules are those? Do they fit you? Are they authentic to you? Do they in any way work for you? Well, nobody made any rules for you about how you can be as a person. And so those unspoken rules that people carry, or we can carry around all sorts of unspoken, you know, tacit rules that are meaningless. So throw the rules away. Whose rules are they anyhow? And consider the fact that you have a right to make your own rules. You have a right to decide for yourself really and truly. And for people who say, oh, well, I can't put my creativity with my other activity, I think that starting with the idea of just be willing to allow the concept to flow out. If you can't find a way right away, just start from the point of saying, okay, I'm willing to see something I haven't seen before. And then from that point, that suddenly opens the door and allows you to take much more power over your own state and your own experience, which really, your purpose in life is to be happy. That's a real purpose. That's a real purpose. If you have to say, I'm willing to let myself be happy, okay, I'm willing to allow myself to be happy.
So it's all just a question of what we're willing to allow ourselves. We've actually run out of time, so I want to ask you, what is the number one best way for our listeners to reach you?
If you want to talk about the missed call text back, you can go to my site, evaevaads.com, EVAEVAADS.com.
I wasn't getting that. EVA.
ADS.com.
ADS, EVAEVAADS.com.
Look at if you're interested in my book, you would go to finallyfreeevaeva.com. And then I'm on LinkedIn with just the business. I have a LinkedIn profile that just is the technical, it's just a purely technical profile. And I'm also on social media, and which I guess Hank can probably post there for people to
Yeah, we'll
see.
have some contacts in the show notes. So at this point in time, I've got to thank you for being here. This has been remarkable. I've enjoyed our conversation. Thanks for being with us. And to our listeners, tune in every Wednesday for the Home Business Success Show here on bizradio.us. Remember, you can achieve success, freedom, and independence in your own home business. I've done it, Eva has done it, and you can too. I'll see you next week. This is Hank Eater wishing all of you a fabulous day of home business success.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.